The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
It's not just about good health, it's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com.
The entrepreneurial spirit is to dream and to do. We are Building America.
Joining us now is Steve Morrow, owner of Deep Conceal, deepconceal.com. We have had many people on this program that we just give free airtime to talk about their products and also what it's like to be an entrepreneur, dream, and to do. We've had many that become advertisers. We've even had some advertisers who we often have on this program because they have interesting product services and a lot of success. So welcome, Steve. How are you?
Thank you. Good. Glad to be here.
Now, Steve started advertising with us, I think, a week or so ago. Yeah. Tell us about deepconceal.com, how you got started, first of all.
Well, it started with my own need to be able to carry concealed in a somewhat business attire, church environment.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are a typical gun guy, so to speak, then you're going to wear an open shirt. You're going to wear a firearm inside the waistband or outside the waistband or behind the back. And all of those are extremely uncomfortable if you're in a car or you're having to get around. So,
and it might be a bit of a tip-off that you are carrying, too, if your shirt's untucked. Right?
Absolutely,
or
it blouse. Is.
Even if you don't see it specifically, you're like, okay, this is a guy who's at church, pretty dressed up, but he's a untucked shirt.
Yep.
You know.
And it's something that law enforcement and the criminal element both know to profile and look for.
Mm-hmm.
So having worked in an office environment, needing to wear a tucked-in shirt, there was nothing out there that was comfortable. What was out there was very poorly produced. So I came up with my own design in 2009. And to start with, we sold one holster every 3 to 4 months. And then it was every month and every week. And then it was multiple orders every single day.
See, that's an interesting part of the story when it comes to entrepreneurs is the sticking with it.
Yeah.
Because some people, they know they have to stick with it building their company. Some companies are, you know, or designing something. It's going to take me 5 years to design it. Yours was you had your initial designs, but you had to stick with it to say, okay, this business can eventually be profitable.
And then, of course, we've updated the product since 2009 quite a bit.
We've talked about some of your products, and they're awesome. They really are cool.
The fun thing about them really is they work. I mean, I'm carrying the equivalent of a Glock 17.
Oh, wow, which, I didn't even think about that.
Know, which is, nobody would ever know. But my normal carry is a full-size Springfield XD 45 with 13-round mag.
Brad, go over there. Do you have holsters right there?
Yeah, this is...
Brad, go over and try it.
Yeah, this is...
Is there a size?
Yeah, there are, but this may... this may do it. Yeah,
okay, I brought one here. That was just wrong, Brad. Sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, and the cool thing is they're cloth. So, Brad, put your left arm through there, right arm, rather, and take it around.
Other arm there, all right. I'm putting it on for those of you listening to the radio.
He's putting it on. Now, this one, this is the one that hangs down to your side more. It's not right up under your arm. Is that it?
That's correct. It also, though, you know, here's the pocket. So the pocket, you can adjust it to move it forward, backward.
Oh, okay. Because it goes all the way around, you can slide it more to the front or more to the side. Or
if you want to carry a Derringer or a small SIG 238 one day, you want to move that pocket closer to the front of the body. You're going to carry a Desert Eagle, which of course nobody would ever do, then you'd want to move that pocket further back towards the back of the body so that it doesn't print in the front of the...
I'm pretty sure Desert Eagle, you actually want that to be seen.
Right?
You want to open carry that.
Once that under the shirt, you wouldn't even be able to see that.
No, exactly.
There's no, you can't. Yeah. Nobody ever knows.
And the lines for the ladies, I think that's what's really cool too. This is awesome because like you said, you can wear a dress shirt. You're not going to see it hanging down to your side there. Mm-hmm. But the ones for the ladies that are on their brassiere right in the front is amazing.
It's quite the product. And we've got another women's harness that's similar to the one that Gary just tried on, and it's also made with adjustable pockets.
Awesome. But is that the woman's?
This is actually a Kydex insert that goes into the... This is fairly new. It goes into the holster pocket.
Oh, okay.
One of the issues that we had was, like, if law enforcement, Homeland Security that's purchased from us, they, when it's in a cloth pocket, if they're carrying a Glock and there's only a trigger safety, then they're concerned about it, something bumping into the holster pocket.
Oh, okay. Sure.
So this Kydex insert does two things. First of all, it protects the trigger so that there's no chance that anything can hit the trigger. Mm-hmm. Second thing, drawing the firearm is easy with our existing cloth holster pocket. Putting it back is a little bit of an effort. Mm-hmm. But with the Kydex insert that goes in,
makes it easier to slide it right back
in. A little practice. I mean, the first time I tried it, it took me 15 minutes drawing the firearm and sticking it back in. And
talking with Steve Morrow, owner of Deep Conceal. So you started in 2009, you said, right? Yeah. You slowly built the business. What are like your biggest challenges as you got the business going?
The number one challenge really is trying to get this product out to the typical gun community. Because right now, who we sell to are law enforcement, protective services, and individuals that are looking specifically for this kind of an item. So gun stores, they don't get this. They don't understand this.
Okay.
Because we've got 9 different chest sizes. We've got right hand, left hand. We've got detachable pockets. I mean, it's an incredible system. But try to tell that to a gun guy or a gun store manager. They don't get it.
You run into the same problem that a lot of tool companies run into with the big box stores, in that it's impossible to get to the guys in the store and say, here's how it works, and here's how you do it, and boom, here's how you show other people how it works. Yeah, I totally understand that problem. It's frustrating.
Well, a couple of years ago, I was touring a couple of gun stores in Utah, giving them samples and saying, here, try it out. Mm-hmm. And they try it out. I'd come back a week later, and they said, this is an interesting idea, but it will never work. I'm like, never work? We've been doing this for like 8 years. It works. But it doesn't work for the typical gun guy that wears on the hip.
Now, you have a holster right now, right?
Yes.
Okay. Can you show us? Do you have another shirt on underneath it?
Yes. Yeah. Well, and we also manufacture this, which is the shirt that rips open. Shirt.
Look at that.
With buttons. And,
all right. For those of you listening on radio, it looked like a button-up shirt.
It's like a Velcro shirt. Yeah. So, wow. I mean, this is not a firearm that most people think you would conceal.
That's pretty big, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is a firearm you don't even carry inside the waistband. This is an outside-the-waistband firearm. And this is, my Springfield's bigger than this.
Uh-huh.
And I can conceal it all day, every day, anywhere I want to go, nobody knows.
I think in today's world, and I think more and more people are figuring this out, even past non-gun owners, you just don't know when you're going to be in that situation. Mm-hmm. And I think about this more and more. I'm a gun owner.
Yeah.
I carry and have carried at times. I don't very often because I travel so much. So there's different laws for states. And then there's, this state, you have to have it in the gun, the glove box, or else, and the bullet's out of it. Some you have to have in the trunk. Some you have to have in a special box in the trunk. You know, all these different rules. But I don't have my gun with me. And you never know when the stuff's going to happen.
As far as anybody knows.
Yeah, quite often I don't. But sometimes I still do. You're right. But this is a situation, you can go about your life, conceal carry, work, business, whatever, and no one's going to know.
I'll give you just a quick example. I was in a major auto accident in 2006, and I was broadsided by an illegal alien, by the way.
Wow. But
nevertheless, the 45-year-old police officer, I handed him my driver's license and my concealed carry card. I told him I was carrying a firearm. This is an experienced cop, 20 years, and he looks at me and says, you're just dazed from the accident. I told him again, and he says, no, you're just dazed. I told him again, and he says, no, you're dazed. So then I pulled my shirt tight around the firearm and printed it so he could see it, and his jaw dropped. This is an experienced LEO.
And wow.
He had no clue that I was carrying a firearm.
It's awesome.
Did he buy one from you after that?
I should have.
Here's your business card. Yeah.
I was dazed after the accident, so I didn't take it any further. But.
Deepconceal.com, deepconceal.com. Tell me about your background.
My background, I was actually born overseas by a military parent. My dad flew Air Force Two, was responsible for the president's wing. It was really cool. We got to see the president and the defense secretary a lot. But
what year? When was that?
That was in the early 70s. So late 60s, early 70s.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah.
1960.
Okay, 1970. I was going to say.
Yeah.
So, 1870.
Yeah. That's when the president was on an airplane.
Yeah.
So I grew up in the Washington, D.C., Maryland area, which is very, very rough.
No.
I mean, there's no way to describe how rough. Even in junior high, it was rough. And people would use their fists. Then they started bringing out knives. And then they started bringing out guns at school. Although we did have the equivalent of AR-15s in school, we had a vocational wing in high school. So we'd had AR-15s being carried from shared lockers I mean, an AR-15 in a school was, well, it was an M16, I believe, at the time, but it was no big deal. Then I moved to Houston, Texas, on the southeast side. And if you know Houston, Texas, on the southeast side, it's a little rough, too.
Yeah.
Downtown, nobody brought out knives. If you were walking the streets, they'd pull a gun on you. And it was at that point in Houston, Texas, I said, no more. So I found out how to carry and conceal. I've been doing that for a long time.
That's awesome. It's a great story. So how's the business doing now?
It's good. Yeah, well? We can't complain.
Good.
The interesting thing is we knew that if Hillary was elected, that sales would actually spike.
Yeah.
And and many of us in the accessory industry, not all of us, but many of us, we've seen things slow down a little bit with Trump as president.
And that's bad because you're like, in my industry, I do better, but I can't have this nutcase. You know, and it's right.
Yeah.
Oh, trust me, it's better for us on the air. We have a lot more to talk about if it's Hillary or Obama.
Right.
There's a lot more coming. But, you know, you got to. Yeah. Think about the country. So before we let you go, what advice would you give to somebody starting a business? We always ask everybody that.
Wow.
You know, some tips or something, because this is about dreaming and doing. You have an idea.
Yeah.
Americans dream, but we also do. We take that step.
Sure. I think the number one thing for me was not being afraid to share my idea with other people. A lot of us are afraid to do that because we think somebody's going to copy us. And that does happen. But manufacturing in particular is not the easiest thing to do. We contract out all of the sewing on this product. I do not want to be in the manufacturing business. Let somebody that knows how to do that do it. So I sat with other people and said, what do you suggest? What should I do? Where can I go to do this? And I got a lot of input and advice, and it helped. And it wasn't easy. I mean, I've got to inventory 9 different chest sizes in black and in white with all these holster pockets. It's a significant amount of inventory just to be able to take care of 10 different orders.
Wow.
And I've built that out of our own finances. So all of our inventory is paid for.
That's
and it's
awesome.
A significant amount of inventory. But just talk to people, get advice from other people that have done something in the past. It doesn't even have to be manufacturing.
And a lot of them, they're happy to help.
They're
just
happy
give you
to
information.
Help. Yeah.
Real quick, Sue, one more thing. So all of your holsters, they're made in Utah.
Yeah, the only thing that we don't make in Utah are the shirts.
Okay.
And we can't. We've tried and tried and tried to find a shirt manufacturer here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. We can't do it.
Yeah, that's more and more common. People struggle with the apparel. That's really difficult to get manufactured. But at least the holsters mean that. So you made that effort and that commitment to do it when you can.
And we can. We can have these made in Singapore, Malaysia, or China. We won't do it.
Good.
We want to have them made here. So
check it out today. Deepconceal.com. Of course, good Christmas gifts. Lot of stuff and reasonably priced, too. So. Even if you've already got some gifts purchased, this would be a nice one to get. You got a loved one that you know needs some protection. Maybe you train them with firearms and get them a good deep conceal holster. Steve, thanks so much. We appreciate you joining us
today. Nice to be here.
Absolutely.
Thanks, appreciate it.
It's not just about good health. It's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out blazewildrice.com.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag what I learned today. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.